This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. While these little rains here and there have largely not been a huge contributor to soil loss, I've noticed that some fields are experiencing some erosion and runoff. Most of these fields were very clean tilled. This leads me to believe a couple of things could be true about the fields in question. A. These fields have a very low infiltration capability. B. There's likely a strong plow pan in the fields. And C. Both are true from years of heavy tillage. Nearly every crop field has at least some degree of compaction, and therefore some limitation of water infiltration. Years of tillage in traffic, unavoidably often when the ground was too wet to support it, leads to the development of strong plow pans. Many clay soils can have a normal constant water infiltration rates of a tenth of an inch per hour. There are also differences between surface and subsoil compaction, both of which lead to poor water infiltration. Surface compaction is caused by a breakup of soil aggregation in the top few inches of the soil. A freshly tilled field with little soil aggregation will actually have a high water infiltration rate for a short period of time when the soil is still fluffy. However, this quickly decreases as the soil begins to crust. Subsurface compaction, which is what we call plow pan, is usually 4 to 6 inches deep. This kind of compaction forms a solid layer of plated clays that water nor plant roots can move through. Subsurface compaction increases runoff after the surface soil has reached capacity and is restricting water from emptying into the lower soil profile. Both the loss of aggregation in the soil surface and the formation of plow pan in the subsoil work together to limit water infiltration. A lack of water infiltration leads to greater soil erosion, less water in the soil profile, and crops more susceptible to both drought, but also to flooding roots as well. So, what can be done about it? Any solution to improve water infiltration is going to take years of effort. First, it was tillage and tire traffic that formed the plow pans and soil crust. So, any remediation is going to involve less tillage. Improving plow pans can, oddly enough, involve another form of soil work, ripping. This is where some sort of shank ripper is pulled through the bottom of the plow pan, fracturing it as it goes. The goal here is not to pull the plow pan out of the ground, but just to break it up into pieces. This is not a silver bullet though. Future tillage on wet ground can press the plow pan back together. Once a plow pan is broken up, worms and roots of crops and of cover crops are needed to break through the plow pan cracks and to begin the process of loosening the soil and aggregation. Improving surface compaction or soil crusting also take plants' roots, soil microbes, and less tillage to allow them to form aggregation and organic matter. In the end, there is no silver bullet to improving water infiltration. Plow pans might need to be ripped first, but afterwards it can take years of constant living plant roots and reduction of tillage. This doesn't have to be a complete adoption of no-till either. Any amount of lighter tillage and reduced tillage is working in the right direction of less compaction and therefore less soil erosion and more water infiltration, which in the end is more water and soil for the crops. Cover crops speed up the process by giving a constant source of food for the microbes, fungi, and biology of the soil that is doing all the aggregation work. If you have any questions about soil compaction or cover crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.